start every phrase off generally, Phil, with every question with, I'm an American. If you have American Express, if you have the American Express Platinum, some kind of currency, that immediately gets their attention. I'm an American. I'll tell you, for instance, we were at the National Celebration on July 14th, which is the, what is it, Steve?
That's when they got, got free from somebody.
Yeah, they got free or something.
The National Celebration, July 14th, with the French Revolution.
All right, the French Revolution, and that's when they were made free?
Yeah, they overthrew the monarchy, and I guess they threw them all in the Bastille or something.
All right, well, they had the National, I said, I'm an American, where is the parade? Just like that, okay?
In that tone of voice.
In that tone of voice. And I was speaking to a police officer, and I held up my American Express Platinum. Where is the parade? Where is the parade? And it was a funny thing, Steve, because we were standing right where the parade was, right?
Yeah, it was on that street, so we didn't have to go no place.
Yeah, we were standing right on the street with the parade. In fact, it was going by. And I thanked the officer. But he was there for us when we were... We had to remind them that we helped them gain their freedom in their revolution. And when you see, Phil, there's a lot of things that Americans did for the French when they had their revolution, and American troops went over there and killed Marie Antoinette or whatever. I'm not sure.
But I'm not aware that Americans were there during the revolution.
No, but we were in some capacity. They need to be reminded of that.
All right, let me go to Laguna Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My point that I would like to make is, first of all, that when I'm traveling in a foreign country, it is hearing and seeing people like you that make me cringe and feel embarrassed to be an American traveling in a foreign country. I think it is so incredibly rude and disrespectful to go into somebody else's country, regardless of past wars and freedoms and health here and there, and speak to people like that. You know, perhaps my idea of traveling is different than yours. When I'm in a foreign country, I like to get involved with the culture and see the environment and talk to the
absolutely,
people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I think that if...
But you have to have pride in your country.
Oh, I do have pride in my country, but I don't need to go around cloaking myself in the American flag, zipping from resort hotel to resort hotel, speaking with only English-speaking people.
No, we speak the French.
Of the culture.
No, we aren't speaking to the French.
You're speaking to the French citizen himself that way.
Yes.
Do you have,
for instance, we are very, very fond of California wine. And we happen to think here we have the greatest wine in the world. The French obviously think differently. And we were in the, Steve, what was the restaurant we were into?
Guy Royale, something like that. It's over near the Arc de Triomphe.
It was near the Arc de Triomphe. You know the big restaurant there? What is that? Anyway, I said, do you have California wine?
Right.
I'm an American. You always say that.
And you garner respect in this way.
I'll tell you, they hop to it.
And so if someone were to come to this country speaking a foreign language and demand to you in their language that you give them my doll because their blood flow is heavy, you wouldn't be able to respond to them because you wouldn't even speak their language.
Ask her if she has American Express Platinum.
Do you have American Express Platinum?
No, I don't.
All right, you see, that opens a lot of doors.
Well, I didn't need the doors open for me because I was willing to try to speak French, and I made wonderful friends there. You know, I went around and people said straight out, hey, your French is very good. Thank you for making an effort to speak French in my country. Because Americans are so arrogant when they travel to foreign countries. It's humiliating.
So you recommend, ma'am, that I speak French?
No, Phil, you stand up for your language.
No, even broken French, because it's appreciative. Just like when someone comes to our country, even if they're speaking to you in a broken English, they're making an effort
What most Americans don't do is they'll speak English yet. If you start off every single sentence with, I'm an American.
Oh, I would fall to the floor either laughing or dying.
I'm an American. Do you have Kendall Jackson? Oh, listen, she's laughing. You know something? I love my country very much.
I'm so happy for you. I agree.
And a lot of boys are dead on
Normandy. Remember, too, that the French helped us win our revolution against England.
Yes, that's very true. There were French soldiers.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to see the documentation on that.
No, the French came over Lafayette. Am I right? General Lafayette.
Do you realize they were laughing at you behind your back because you don't show you're speaking such idiotic French?
No, actually, my French is quite good, and I just made huge efforts, you know, and they were seemingly appreciative. I guess we just don't.
So in other words, if you know what was happening to me, I was cramping. Okay.
And, yeah, we got the cramping, all right.
No, but I really was. It was very. I said, I'm cramping. I'm an American, and I'm cramping. Do you have my doll?
But, ma'am, you sound ridiculous.
Over the phone, yes, it does sound. But when you... Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because this is insane. This is insane
why
to hear
is
you
that
actually talk like this and have such conviction.
Why is that insane that I happen to be... You're a woman.
Yeah, I'm a woman.
All right, you know that it gets painful.
Oh, absolutely. But that's not the point. The point is whether you speak French or whether you speak English. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you have a blood flow.
I feel if you walk up to a waiter in a restaurant, I'm an American and I'm cramping. You know,
Phil, I'm not here to make this into, you know, an amusing thing. I was serious in pain and I wanted direct help. And I'm not about to fumble through a
French and I understand.
I'm
if you don't know the French and you're in pain and you need immediate help, that is one way to get it. My suggestion
right.
to you is that there is more than one way to go about it, and that
I
it is
told
so
him
respectful.
My ankles were swollen. I was retaining water. Oh, you listen to you laugh at the... you know, I'm really very upset with that.
Well, you know...
Well, what did you say?
I said, I'm an American. My legs are filling with water.
He must have thought you were... I mean...
All right. You know, Phil, I
okay,
simply...
thanks for your time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
It just must sound, it sounds funny to me.
It does not sound funny to French, Phil, I can assure you.
All right. Banning on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I have to agree with the last caller.
Have you traveled internationally?
I was in Paris in May.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an absolutely wonderful time.
It's a beautiful city.
I used what little French I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married to a French man.
What kind of French do you know, ma'am? Is it like what we call restaurants French, you know?
Well, I have...
You can get around, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, that is so... I don't know, demeaning.
Pardon me?
It's so demeaning to you.
What, to use French?
You're an American.
Exactly.
You
but
come from
I was
the greatest
in
country
France.
In the world.
I was in France,
we have
and
a
I was showing the French
second.
The respect
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
using their language. I don't have to tell them I'm an American
mm-hmm.
because it's quite obvious.
Yeah, I was going to say. We must
stand out like sore thumbs.
Oh, my God, we must.
I don't know what you mean by that.
When I was in Ireland, they all knew I was an American before I ever opened my mouth.
No, but you know what you do? May's not a really good time of year, so that...
I had a wonderful time. It was absolutely gorgeous.
You blend in.
I dealt with people
mm-hmm.
that were not just in
mm-hmm.
the so-called service industry, since
mm-hmm.
you say that France is there to serve us. I was talking to people on the
street.
I said
that they are in the service industry, but what I'm trying to say is this. You blend in. If you stand out like a sore thumb, that is really your own fault, which you can buy up on.
No, I don't think I stood out like a sore thumb from the way I dressed or
if
the way
you
I
wear
spoke.
A thing, were you wearing a beret?
It's pretty obvious we're Americans, even though my husband looks very French.
Well, let me tell you what you do.
My name,
mm-hmm.
our name.
Mm-hmm. Did you wear scarves? Did you wear a beret? Did you do anything?
No.
You didn't wear any kind of a beret?
No, they haven't worn the beret since the 1920s.
Do you recommend I wear a beret?
I recommend you get a beret in duty
free. No.
Oh, please.
I bought a lot of berets and brought them home.
A can-can dress?
And when
anything
I
like
spoke
that.
With a man in the store a over black? By Notre Dame where I
mm-hmm.
bought the berets.
The black and white striped shirt with a beret.
The man was so sweet, and he said, you know, we haven't worn berets
mm-hmm.
since the 1920s.
The
he
black
said,
and white striped
like
shirt.
America and the cowboys.
Well, what they do in France is they do a dance where the man throws the woman around
the room. Yes,
you know
I'm familiar
dance?
With that. However,
you wear a striped shirt and a beret when you do that dance.
Phil, try to use your French if you know
I use Spanish when I'm in Mexico.
Sure, so what?
Because it's just, you know what it is, it's fun. It's fun
it
to speak
fun.
The language, you know.
And it gave me an opportunity.
Oh, my God.
All of my children have taken French.
And if your wife's cramping, then what?
You know what?
If my wife
took virtually mm-hmm. a pharmacy with me.
I lost three toenails.
I have arthritis in my knees.
Mm-hmm.
I climbed all 284 steps up mm-hmm. to the top of the Arch de Triomphe.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
climbed all of those with my arthritic knees.
Well, dear, you don't have to do that. You need to get some pain medicine for that. And
I took my own medicine because I didn't know what I would find abroad.
You need more toenails? I didn't understand that.
I lost 3 toenails. I lose them every time I do a lot of walking.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Used to that.
Oh, my God.
So my feet were bleeding,
God.
And I had to relieve pressure under my toenails every night and bandage my toes.
Well, you say to the
But I had a wonderful time. I took my own medicines. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to ask people for medicine. And I didn't have to be the ugly American and say, I'm an American.
Mm-hmm. Well, what the hell's wrong with you that you're losing your toenails?
I have Morton's toe.
Morton's toe?
Yeah. So did Cleopatra.
I used to feed that to my children.
That's not the baby food. Morton's toe is a... I know it. It's a disease, right?
No, it's not a disease. It's where your second toe, the toe next to your big toe,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
longer than your big toe. So it sticks out further.
Darling, everyone's second toe is longer than their big toe.
No, it's not.
Excuse me, I'm looking at...
Anyway...
Steve, take a look at these right now.
Yeah, it's longer.
Phil?
Yes, ma'am.
If this woman can just relax just for a moment and let me talk to you.
You take Morton's toe for depression, don't you?
St. John's wort, not Morton's toe.
I don't understand. She has the feet of an ape? Is that
yes, ma'am.
Cleopatra.
I'm hearing you, ma'am. Speak French and have a good time is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Phil, the phrase
is,
I'm an American. I have Morton's toe.
Listen, the metro is so easy to get around on.
I'm an American. I'm clubfoot.
It's great.
I'm clubfoot.
Are you telling me to walk up to...
Phil, you get about an inch from the bartender's nose and go, I'm an American.
No.
Do you have Budweiser?
No.
Bull crap.
That is so rude.
I'm so sick and tired of this.
She hung up?
Thank goodness.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
My son works in retail. We're near a major outlet out here in Banning, near Cabazon in California. He gets a lot of French people in there.
Yes, ma'am.
When they come in, they offer to speak English. They try to speak English to him. And as soon as he notices their French accent, he speaks French to them.
Oh, okay.
And they are delighted.
Wait a minute. Is that a phone call? Hold on. Hello? Look, you hung up on me.
She is very rude.
I'm not going to put you on the air unless... I'm not talking you off the air, okay?
I'm just saying to this lady, okay... Wait a second, what phone am I on? Oh, here I am. I'm saying to...
I'm on the phone.
Steve, I'm on this phone.
What the hell is going on?
I'm on the phone, Steve. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm simply saying that you walk up to them and say, I'm an American. Please, God help. I have a club foot.
Why not say, je suis American?
Yeah, oui, American.
Je suis American.
Baby, I want it now.
Oh, I have to go. My husband needs it. But I really...
Whiskey.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. Take a break. Who's talking on what phone?
I'm here.
KFI AM 640.
Hang up the phone, Steve.
I'm sorry. That's got it.
More stimulating talk radio.